Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Passion for rugby league.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Born on the playing fields of Sydney and Brisbane, has spawned an international obsession.
Unbelievable! Game on! Love it.
For more than 100 years, the fans, though they may be from different worlds, have worshipped the drama side by side in the stands.
Wow. This is a crowd we have not heard the likes of.
In one agonizing moment, you can plunge from ecstasy to heart-wrenching despair.
Oh, no.
Now,
get your boots on!
Here we go again. Another round. Another chance at immortality. Triple M rocks the footy.
Get your boots on!
Very good afternoon. Welcome to ANZ Stadium in the beautiful city of Sydney. We are broadcasting live for Rheem. If your hot water needs replacing, accept nothing less than Australia's best and install a Rheem. You might need the Rheem when you head home tonight. It's 17 degrees in Homebush, but the wind chill factor, well, it's pretty cool. You're going to need a good jacket if you're heading out this way today for this wonderful game this afternoon at 4 o'clock. It's the Doggies taking on their old rivals, the St. George Illawarra Dragons. My name is Anthony Maroon. Joining me in commentary today to my left is the great Wendell Saylor. Hello, Del.
Hello, Maroon. How you going, mate?
Fantastic, mate. Traffic was okay coming up from the gong?
Oh, there's a lot of people coming back from, you know, Jervis Bay, and I suppose. But you know what? I couldn't think of anything better than to be here with you and the great man, Sally.
Yeah, I'm glad you, because it's still double demerit. Sally, how are you, mate?
It's the nicest thing he's ever said about me. And it was so forced, wasn't it? he didn't know what to say. He was like, Sally.
Oh, please, yeah. Come on, mate.
Nah, it's good to see you, boys. I'm looking forward to this one today. It's a big clash for the Dragons coming into this little break before the bye, all the Origin players and their talk and that. And then they get belted by the Panthers, so they need to bounce back.
Have you got any news that you'd like to share with us, Sally? I know you might have already shared it, but it's big news.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My family, when I got home last night, my wife and my daughter, oh, Sally's having a baby. What? Now you had a gender reveal party.
Actually, you must say thanks to your wife for private messaging me on Instagram and saying thank you.
She's lovely, Miss Portugal. Yeah. She's lovely to everyone else, not necessarily to me. But
She's lovely to me.
Yeah, she loves you.
Thanks to all of us.
No, we're having a little girl. Yeah, we're having a little girl. So November this year, we'll be having a girl to the family.
Good on you, mate. That's
how do you reckon you'll go,
as a father, with
a little girl?
How will I go? Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty nervous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good, mate. If it was a boy, I'd be pretty confident.
Yeah. I've got a daughter who's married with her own child now and a son, and I'll say this with a daughter. What you think can go wrong will go wrong. With a daughter, a son is easy. It's like a son is like a Hilux, you know, and a daughter is like a high technology racing car that needs something every day.
Yeah.
And the son's like a Hilux. You just, as long as you give him food and leave him alone, he's fine.
Right, I remember that.
That's all ahead of you, mate. So far in this round, with one game to go, Penrith 23, Canberra 22, Souths 18, Titans 16, Warriors 34, Manly 14, Parramatta 20, Cowboys 14, Roosters 18, Knights 16, Sharks 24, Tigers 16, and of course the Storm over the Broncos 32-16. There's plenty of stuff for us to talk about in this game. We'll cover off on the Doggies and where it's all gone wrong this year, because it really has been a terrible year for the Doggies. They're down there in second last position at the moment. But having said that, Dragons have lost 11 of their last 12 games against the Dogs. It always seems to be a great contest when these two come together.
Certainly is. I think that last year probably heightened that, at the fact that the Dragons missed out on the eight. You know, that last game, the Bulldogs like winning those low-down, scrappy games. They did it to them earlier in the year as well, where I think Leisha scored out a dummy half in one of those encounters. So, unfortunately, the Dragons, the Dogs have got the wood on the Dragons the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think it makes it. These games are always good to play in and play against. But I think even for some of the players this year at the Dogs, they've been a bit hot and cold. It's hard when you're reading the papers and you're getting told so-and-so's on the move. Obviously, Moses Mbai might be going by June the 30th, and then obviously next year he signed for 3 or 4 years or whatever. That's hard. And then now Aaron Woods, who's been their big signing. So as a club and as the playing group, you sort of just want to get on and play football, and it's just hard to do that. You know, they've been a bit hot and cold this year. They still haven't got their, I suppose, their structure right. And, you know, Dean Pay's a rookie coach, and, you know, you've got to give him time.
It started so well for him. You know, that first game, they come out and surprised. I know they got beat, but...
Yeah, Melbourne, yeah.
They looked like a different team, and then they've, at certain stages when things haven't gone their way, they've gone back to an attacking style that didn't work for them last year, very structured, and injuries have played a part. But Wendell's right. You know, this talk all about the Dogs this year, about players moving on after signing them. You know, poor old Aaron Woods has been there for 10 games or 12 games and now has to move on.
Yeah. Talk us through that, Sowie. It was like one of the big off-season signings, wasn't it? Aaron Woods, it seemed to drag on forever for him to leave the Tigers and go to the Dogs. Then he gets there, we're halfway through the season, and how would he be feeling?
Oh, he'd be devastated. I think, especially, you're right, the length it took for that to be sorted out, leaving the Tigers, but he'll find another club. He's a quality player. It's just unfortunate how it's worked out. And the sad thing for Dogs fans is I don't know where they're heading. Like, they've let go Moses Mbai, who's probably their best option at fullback, could easily slot in the halves. And then you've got Aaron Woods, who's going to move on. He's one of their premier front rowers. So their salary cap's in disarray, pretty much. And yeah, as Del said, they've got Dean Pay as a rookie coach trying to sort it all out on the fly. So Bulldogs fans will have to be patient.
And they had to pay Dez out too.
Paying James Graham, who today, funnily enough, is getting paid to play against his old team.
Amazing. And playing for the team that's coming second on the competition ladder. We'll talk more about that team that's coming second on the competition ladder shortly. We're going to speak to Sam Burgess as well. Clint Gutherson from the Parramatta Reels will talk about those games yesterday. Plenty to talk about ahead of this big one at 4 o'clock today. And we'll do that for you for Ream Hot Water as Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M, and we're rocking the footy Monday, Triple M NRL, all thanks to Ream Hot Water. We are live at ANZ Stadium. If you're coming via the train, well, you'll see us as you come off the train, kind of opposite the Novotel, and I think we are somewhere near Gate. I used to be able to see that, Gate C, is it, boys?
Gate C, mate.
Gate C. So come over and say g'day, the Dragons fans, the Doggies fans, and if you haven't left home for the game yet, just bring a jacket. It's a beautiful day for rugby league, but it's a little bit cool.
Sorry, mate, Gate E.
Gate E. So you had to jump in, didn't you? You had to jump.
I thought it was Gate C.
Hold on. Know your job, mate. You're the host.
If your big boof head wasn't in the way, I could see the number there.
Well, you've got a pair of glasses on, mate. Maybe get it checked.
See, once again, you're trying to blame someone else for your mistakes.
Mate, let's all just for 1 week, one time, the three of us, let's just work together, okay? Let's just try and work together.
We'll do your job and we won't have to do it for you.
And we'll do our job.
Okay, all right. What about through the week? I'm always getting you blokes sportsman's lunches to go. And you could think you could give me just a little bit of love, just for half an hour.
That was yesterday,
there's another one coming up.
I want a better gig.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit of footy, guys. Yeah. Rabbitohs are flying high. They've won 6 games straight. And joining us on the phone, rugby league royalty from Redfern, Sam Burgess. Welcome to Monday NRL.
Hey, good day, boys. How are you?
Fantastic, mate. Oh, first of all, I know you got the chockies the other night, but it wasn't pretty.
No, listen, probably one of our worst performances of the year. I mean, no disrespect there to our opposition, but we struggled to control the ball during the night. It was a bit greasy. And, you know, but look, the pleasing thing is it didn't cost us 2 points. Found a way to get the 2 points. And, you know, we'll move on and we've got the Eels on Thursday night, so it should be good.
Yeah, Sam, I spoke to you on after the game the other night, and I said, how does this side compare to the 2014 side when you won the comp? Can you remind the listeners what you said and how you guys are tracking this year?
Yeah, well, obviously the game's completely different. You know, the less interchange, the game's sped up a little bit. Obviously, we see with the way the game's been, refereed. You know, so there are differences. But in terms of, I don't want to keep comparing to 2014. You know, we've got a completely different team. You know, some young, great young players in the team. And, a mix of some seniors and then middle ranges. So, you know, we're just currently enjoying our time and generally taking it week by week. You know, the competition keeps you pretty honest itself. You know, if you don't turn up on Monday morning ready to work, then you're going to get beaten on the weekend. So, you know, we've got that going well. And as long as the boys keep doing that, we'll keep going in the right direction.
Yeah, and obviously penalties are a big thing in the game at the moment, but your guys' discipline the other night was great. You only let in 4 penalties, but had 16 errors with the ball. What are you guys doing that other teams aren't in terms of the discipline?
I'm not sure. Look, I mean, we're trying to be clean as we can, especially you know, with all the teams coming out of their end. So it's a fine line sometimes, I guess. You know, the other night we probably got the ball right than wrong, but then on the flip side, with the ball, we probably weren't as clean. So, you know, if you get it all right on the same night, that's a challenge. So we're just trying to keep improving, so that's a good thing.
Hey, Sammy, Big Dale here, mate. How you going?
Hey, Big Dale. How are you, big boy?
Good, buddy. Hey, mate, tell me about Anthony Seibold, mate. What's he brought to the team? You know, you've got a guy like, you know, Madge McGuire, who, you know, the boys loved, and it was a different structure. But the way that Seibold talks about the game and the way that you play the game is totally different.
Yeah, look, Seibs has been great for the team. He, you know, he's probably freshened us up a little bit. I mean, for example, it gives us time away from the game as well, so we give time to spend time with family and then come back in and work hard. So, you know, me and my brothers and my mum, we're actually currently down in Melbourne. I'm at the MCG actually now, boys.
Yeah, I thought so for that, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of noise in the background, so I do apologise, but the big three is Falls on. We all lost our father to motor neurone disease 11 years ago, so yeah. We're down here supporting that today and back tomorrow for training. So that's just a great example. You know, Seibs understands that that's important to us. It gives us, we had the day off anyway, but you know, it gives us the freedom to get down and support what's important to us and then get back to work out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, Sammy, you've won six in a row. Looking at your next five matchups, you could potentially be on a 10-game winning streak heading into the round 21 clash against the Storm. Do you guys need to lose a tight one to learn anything from that, or you guys feel like you can keep rolling?
You know, all these are predictables and hits and counts and everything. But, you know, for us, I genuinely mean it when I said, you know, we turn up on Monday, we reset the week, we look at our opposition. We give them, you know, we see where they've been breaking teams down and where they've been broken down, and we start again. You know, we're not looking too far ahead in terms of, you know, what's upcoming. We're genuinely just taking it a week at a time, giving it our best shot every week, and then see how far that takes us.
Sammy, the big bar, the bros are going right now, mate. The heat's off the boys, mate. They're absolutely destroying teams through the middle. That certainly helps you, the team lay the foundation.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the Twins. Obviously, you know, I guess few people had were critics of them, you know, last year, but you know, they just continue. Yeah. I think now he's claiming that why they've turned around. You know,
yeah,
he's the reason they've turned around. But listen, it's you know, I'm proud of them. They're stuck to what they know works. So they're working hard. They didn't let anything affect them too much. You know, they've been playing some good football. You know, but it is a team sport. Everyone's got to remember that when we're going well, everyone should get the accolades. And on the other hand, if we don't go so well, and, you know, we're all responsible for the result as well. So it is a full team performance, and I guess it's keeping hold of the ball does help, especially the big boys that have to defend. You know, we get 50-50 split of the ball. So, I guess we're moving well at the moment.
Sammy, what about some of these individual performances? There's the obvious ones like Cody Walker and Cookie and Inglis and yourself and your brothers. But, mate, what about Johnny Sutton? Where's this come from?
Benjamin Button. He's a new Benjamin Button. You know, he's getting younger as the years go on. But, he's been fantastic. I think he's playing freely out there. The ball's finding its way out to his edge. And I think Cody Walker, you know, he's fantastic on the ball. Probably a bit of an unsung hero to John's success. You know, he creates some space and often chooses the right decision. So they're forming a good combination out there. And John's enjoying himself. He's fit and healthy. So that's the main thing.
Sammy, I see your life's changed a little bit now. Let's talk about winning the premiership back in 2014. But I see on social media that daughter of yours is a little poppy. She just owns you, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's fantastic, mate. Such a character. She's full of energy, mate. Non-stop. Keeps me on my toes. So, my wife's doing a great job there while I'm away working and everything. But, it's brilliant, mate. It's what it's all about.
All right, Sammy, we'll let you get back to it, mate. Thank you for your time, and good luck to you and the boys for the remainder of the season.
Cheers, boys. Have a good afternoon.
Go on, you, mate.
Good night. Sam Burgess joining us on Monday NRL. Thanks to Ream Hot Water, Maroon, Dell and Sowie. A couple of questions came through while that interview was taking place there, Sowie. A lot of people saying, if Dell keeps giving all this love to Anthony Seibold, Marty Downs is going to get jealous. How does Marty Downs feel about all this?
No, but I think, look, when you watch a team like the Bunnies and the style of football they've played, you know, that sort of shape, out the back, hitting short, and they've just changed it. Like, even I think Fatty Fortin the other day said something like, "It's mate, the way that he talks about the game, Anthony Seibel, is great."
Yep.
Okay. It's refreshing, mate.
Are you jealous, Maroon?
Yeah. No, I'm not jealous. I just,
that's an ugly look on you, Maroon.
I just feel for Marty Downs.
It's an ugly look.
Yeah. Marty listens to him. He sits in the car and listens, texts him, tweets him, and takes him on holidays, and then all of a sudden, Anthony Seibel blows in.
I text and, rang you the other day, and you said, "Who's this?"
Big data.
Yeah. I got a new phone.
I got a new phone.
That's the third time you've used it on me this week.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll preview some of those games yesterday as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the footy, here live and loud.
Welcome back to ANZ Stadium for Ream. We are broadcasting live outside of Gate E and right near the train station. If you're coming on the train, come and say good day. Have your photo taken with Dell or have your photo taken with Sowie. We've got a little passing, pass the ball competition happening. I just threw about 10 bullseyes in a row. It was like the old days at the Waterloo Waratahs.
Somehow you just combine two sports that don't make any sense.
How do you mean?
Why would you throw a bullseye?
Well, I mean, you know, threw it straight through the middle there. What are you talking about? What are you picking on me for today?
Yeah, no, he's picking on
Isn't
you.
Isn't he picking
now,
on me?
Yeah. I just got to get involved early, I was
told. I think you are home.
When it's cold and windy, you got to get into the game early. So I'm just getting line speed.
I think you were at home, cuddled up on the lounge, and you thought, well, if I've got to go to work, I'll make it hard for the Silver Badger today. Anyway, Melbourne 32, Broncos 16. The usual suspects played well, that being Cameron Smith and Cameron Munster, Del.
Yeah, no, look, they did. I think the Broncos, you know, that when they go to Melbourne, they know it's always going to be a tough one. They don't win too many down there. And they were actually up at 10. They went up 10 points to 2 there. They were doing it nicely. And a bloke by the name of Cameron Smith, who was pretty fresh from not playing Origin, he made a couple of breaks up through the middle yesterday. Just got them back into the game. Great composure. They had a lot of players out in Melbourne too. The Broncos did as well, but there's a real trust in what they do, Melbourne. Even their centres, Will Chambers was suspended. Josh Adokar had to come back down to earth a little bit, Craig Bellamy said, because he's so excited about Wednesday night. So Cameron Munster stood up for him and did a pretty good job, you know. So Melbourne, typically, they got the Broncos again, and I think they beat them by about 14 or 16 points by then.
Wendell, Davita Pengo Jr., Queenslander.
New South Wales. He's from Newcastle. So if he wanted to play Origin, it'd be for New South Wales.
Offhand Galway.
Queenslander.
A chance of playing game two?
He's a chance. He was in the mix in the first game, but yeah.
I ask you because I just look at some of these performances yesterday against this Melbourne Pack, who traditionally get up off their line. We saw what they did to Taumalolo last year in the grand final. And you look at Tevita Pengo Jr., 151 metres against that big pack. Offhand Galway had 117, but it's just the usual suspects. Kafusi was outstanding on that edge from the little bits of game that I did see backing up from Origin. He had 125 metres. Yeah. So those guys down in Melbourne, they just all fit into the system so well. And when you talk about the best coaches in the game, those two are the best coaches. But Craig Bellamy seems to get more out of those fringe guys than anyone else.
Well, and that's why I've got to say, like, Wayne Bennett wasn't scathing, but he was so disappointed with, the players didn't finish off in the second half. But, you know, they felt like Darius Boyd scored the first try. The Broncos looked on. They started fast, which you have to against Melbourne. And then at some stage, they just thought, you know, 10-2. They got comfortable. But then Melbourne, you know, they upped the intensity. Craig Bellamy said what he said. And Cameron Smith just worked his magic.
What did you make of a Sufa Solomona's hair?
Oh yeah, he's got the blonde. Yeah.
Did you ever go blonde?
No. Is it the Chris Breezy? What do they call it? Chris Brown. What's his?
The C Breezy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no. But mate, when you're 6'6" and 120 kilos, you can do whatever you want if he's backing it up. But it's a different look. But geez, they're just a good side. Vunivalu, just the leap. Everything they did yesterday was quality. Oh, here we go. Look, see the New South Wales people like that. Remember this time last year they won up.
They get ahead of themselves. Yeah,
nah. Well, to be fair, Wendell, they're Bulldogs fans. They haven't got much else to cheer about.
That's a good point, too.
Look at the other Bulldogs fans out there just shaking their head at you, Sally. They didn't forget.
It's a love-hate relationship between me and the Bulldogs fans.
Well, 2009, when you cost them the minor premiership, you know.
Mate, do what it takes to win.
Yeah. Hey, what about the Broncos, though, Sowie? You know, they've got, you know, the Origin hooker there. They've got
Andrew McCullough.
And then they got all we have heard consistently this year is about Pengai Jr. and Offahangawe. These guys in the back row and a couple of these big boppers coming off the bench. I know they're only young. They're clinging on to a place at the Broncos. Where do they go from here?
Well, I think that they'll be in and around that 8th to 9th. It's down to 9 teams. I mean, the Raiders, no one can take them. But, you know, West Tigers sit on 14 points, Brisbane 16, and then everyone else up there will probably be short of a final spot. So the Broncos, they continue to have the same problems all year, and it's in their halves. When the moments get bigger, unfortunately the Broncos don't have the right halves to be able to game management. I mean, 10-2 in Melbourne.
Yeah, I don't know.
When was the last time we saw that happen, you know, consistently, and then they throw it away? So they need to get a halfback, Brisbane, if they're going to do anything. Nick Arima, for me, is perfect coming off the bench, Wendell.
You're right. I mean, it's something, you know, Jack Bird's there at the moment, but he's injured and he's their big signing, so they're going to struggle with him. And even then, I don't think he's a...
Would he roll the dice with Milford and Boyd, 7-6?
Oh, mate, you know what? I think
and
he
put Asako to fullback.
I was going
to
say, that's what I think he could do, because when you have some of those players come back from injury out wide, plenty of outside backs, mate, he's going to try something different there, Wayne.
I just look at Asako and I just think, getting your set started, he brings it back. Darius is obviously not 100% right, which we knew at the start of the year. So, and he's such a good ball player, Darius. He could go in and fill in that sixth role.
Well, you know, he's done it with Lockie, so at some stage he might have to do that. And then he's not getting any younger, Darius. So when he's bringing the ball back, he hasn't got that explosive speed. So it might be something that you'll have to look at.
Okay, another win for Melbourne. They sit in fifth place there on the EWFW competition table at the moment. The game we're calling for you this afternoon is the Dragons and the Dogs. It takes place at 4 o'clock today. Dogs having won 11 of the last 12 outings against the Dragons. We'll talk more about that later on. We'll have a look at the Sharks-Tigers game as well. And Parramatta finally got another win over the weekend. We'll speak to Gutho, Clint Gutherson, for a chat. And we're doing Monday Triple MNRL, and we're doing it thanks to Ream live at ANZ Stadium. Monday Triple MNRL, we rock the footy live at ANZ Stadium today outside the ANZ Stadium for the big game, and we do it thanks to our mates at Ream Hot Water. Tell you what, you might need the Ream Hot Water after today. It's nice and breezy out here, but lovely conditions for rugby league, just a bit cooler. You're just going to need a jacket, but that's about it. That'll do you for a great afternoon of footy between these two old rivals. Look, we're going to talk more about that Sharks-Tigers game shortly. It was another win to the Sharkies, but right now we've got a special guest on the phone to talk about the Eels, and that would be Clint Gutherson. Gutherson, welcome.
Hey guys, how are you?
Mate, we are fantastic. Great win over the weekend, but they have been few and far between.
Yeah, it was. We knew that we were in for a big game against the Cowboys, but we went up on the Wednesday and just made a good week of it. We enjoyed hanging around each other, and it was just good to top it off with the 2 points.
Hey Gutho, it's Del, mate. It's obviously been a tough year for you guys so far. It's been well documented. Jared Hayne comes back, scores a couple of tries. Always good to have someone like with his X Factor come back in and help you out.
Yeah, it is. We've got a lot of experience back with Timmy coming back, and then and Hainsey coming back, and he was massive for us. He had a few tough carries and just got us in the game and scored those 2 tries.
Gutho, where does your season go from here, mate? You've obviously been waiting for that win to come back now. What's the talking amongst the boys? You're trying to get off the bottom of the ladder, obviously, but what are you guys? Do you guys consider yourselves spoilers for these top 8 teams?
Yeah, we'd love to see it like that. We haven't really spoke about it. We just want to go in each week fresh and enjoy our footy again. But at the moment, we're just enjoying it with the win on the weekend and hopefully get another one on Thursday.
Tough question, but Brad Arthur spoke about guys coming into your squad over the next year. What do you think you need in terms of bolstering your depth for next year to be a competitor for next year's comp?
Look, to be honest, I have no idea. It's got nothing to do with me, with who they bring in or who they want to bring in. But I like the squad we've got at the moment, and if we can be pretty similar, I don't know. As I said, I've got no idea, but I thought we were good this year. But we're just going to see what they bring in and work with that.
Gutho, I feel like Parramatta supporters, more than any supporters, are asked to put up with a lot. I don't know if that's a fair statement. I mean, you had that salary cap thing, and then there's been these board issues, and then you've got a key player leaving to want to go and play another sport entirely. You've had key signings not perform. You've had a host of different coaches. And this year, the year that was going to be the year, and here you blokes are coming last, would you agree that...
Tell them what you really think.
Well, a lot is asked of a Parramatta supporter, Gutho.
I have, as you said, I've only been there for 3 years, for my 3rd year now, so I didn't see all of it, but I've been here for a fair chunk. But look, they just keep turning up. They are very passionate. They let us know when we are losing, but when we're winning, they're fully behind us, and they're still turning up in numbers, so we can't be thankful enough. But hopefully they just keep turning up for the rest of the year, and we can string a few together for them for sticking by.
How are you enjoying playing in the halves, mate?
It was good. It's good to get your hands on the ball a bit more tackling. So my shoulders are a bit sore, but no, I'm enjoying it. It's good. I just got to just play my role and just go out there and enjoy it. And I enjoy my footy on the weekend, so I just got to get back to that. And hopefully Thursday, go out and enjoy it again.
Kyle, what's the best part about just getting away a little bit, going up to somewhere like Darwin? I know the fans there. How does that make you guys feel going doing the community stuff and that?
Yeah, it was good. It's always good to get out there. We do a lot of school visits, clinics, and a few of the injured boys went up even earlier to slip a few more schools in. So it was good to get around. They really really embraced the footy up there, and it was a massive, I think there was close to 10,000 on Saturday night. So they really get behind it, but it's just a good cause, and we've been doing it for a while now, and hopefully we continue doing it.
Yeah, look, in the last couple of years, your name's been thrown around in that New South Wales Origin system as a utility player there, mate. You must have been pretty proud of the way the boys played on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was good. We all watched it up there, so it was good to get one up on the Queensland boys while we were out there. We were spraying them, but they played out there, and I thought the team that that Freddie picked was perfect, and they all worked well, and they just looked like they wanted to win, so that's the main thing, and hopefully go into game two and win it.
All right, Gutho, the good news is, mate, over the next 5 weeks, you've got Souths twice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's what we want when they're right. When they're on the off street.
I think Sammy Burgess is coming down your edge too, mate.
I'll be asking to go to the left side next week.
You're right, mate.
Good on you, Gutho. Oh, I hope it gets better for you, mate. All the best.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Gutho.
There he is.
He's Clint a Gutherson, legend.
Joining us on Triple M NRL.
You know what I like? I like, you didn't leave any stone unturned there with Gutho. Yeah. Just about.
Yeah, because he's a South supporter, mate. Yeah. He knows how to put the boot in.
If you're a Parramatta supporter, I have been there as a South supporter in the past where just nothing goes right.
I have no doubt that every club's been through something.
Well, I don't know if they have. Oh, well, I don't know if every club has been through that.
Yeah, Manly maybe. At the moment, yeah, salary yeah. cap.
Broncos.
No, maybe they have. Maybe they have. But
the Broncos.
But even if they
the
have.
The only one that haven't is salary cap, the Roosters. They don't have.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Somebody else sit the boot into them.
But, boys, what do you think for Parramatta? Just every week, just sort of aim up and.
Well, you have to now because they were in my top four side start of the year. You know, I liked what they. I didn't think they needed to buy Jared, but I thought Jared would bring him some experience, and I thought he'd have to change as a player, evolve when you get a bit older. And I know I've been there when I went to the Dragons. But yeah, I just disappointed in the way they played. They've got too many of the same style of players, and they're making too many mistakes. They haven't been playing well for like 80 minutes. I'm just surprised games that they've let in, they just let teams have run over them at the back end of the game, which, you know, hadn't happened the last couple of years.
I wonder what Parramatta fans thought about just having either Moses or Corey Norman in the side the last couple of weeks, because their attacks seemed to be a little bit more fluent and they looked a little bit more organised, only having one playmaker out there, one general. So it's something that, you know, they need some forwards next year. They need some depth in their side.
Well, Junior Paulo's going back.
He's going back, but they need some guys that are going to be able to lay a platform.
Yeah. Boys, on the back of what Sowie's saying now, we had Brad Arthur on the show yesterday, and we asked Brad Arthur, Junior Paulo's coming, but if you're looking in the area of recruitment, what do you need to do? Obviously, you'll be looking at some who you can bring in for next year. And we've heard about Paulo coming back from the Raiders. Is anyone else? Is any other areas in your squad that you really want to strengthen?
Well, we've got 10 roster spots available, so that the club's in the process at the moment of looking at all possibilities. You know, we're in discussion with a few players. We're definitely looking to strengthen our squad for next year. And like I said, we've got 10 roster spots available, and we've got a little bit of money there available too.
10 roster spots available.
Yeah.
That's what you call a clean out.
I reckon they'd be in the market for another front rower. I think, to pair up with Paulo, someone that can play those middle stage minutes, and then they'd be looking maybe for a back rower as well.
I was just saying, a back rower with a bit of ball skill, you know, like rather than just that you know, so it's Manu Mao. We know that he can do a bit of both, but, you know, just...
Well, you've got to have a balance, Del. Yeah. You've got to have a guy that can go out there and create a little bit. You spoke about John Sutton.
Yeah.
He's not going to, you know, he can have hard carries, but he's not going to be, you know, at it all night because you're worried about his left foot step and then coming down there with a pass. And that's the kind of threat you need on the edges. That's why South Sydney have been successful this year. So they've got some adjustments to make in Parramatta. I'm sure they'll be keeping an eye on the Bulldogs fire sale at the moment and maybe trying to get a couple of players.
Do you think Corey Norman will be there next year?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, you had to roll it out last year, so you had to roll the dice again. They finished fourth last year. They went down and nearly beat Melbourne in Melbourne, so they had to roll it back and see if it was going to work, but it just hasn't worked this year for some reason. They've had pretty much everything, as you mentioned, in the call to the Parramatta captain. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong, so they may try and roll it out again, but... yeah, they've got some other needs first.
Yeah, when you're the halves and the most expensive players in your roster, it makes it difficult. If they're not getting along, you know, someone probably has to move on, and they've got to make some tough decisions there. So, look, and probably, but Moses has signed for a couple of years there. Corey, I think, has got one more year to go, I think, on his contract. He's on a fair bit of coin, you know.
I think did he re-sign?
Oh,
I think he re-signed last year.
Did he?
Yeah.
And don't forget, like, Kevin Walters was talking about him as an Origin utility last year, so that's how quick it can turn.
Mm. Yeah, certainly can.
All right, it's Monday NRL. We are live here at ANZ Stadium ahead of the game today at 4 o'clock, which we'll call for you, which is the Dogs and the Dragons, and a good crowd starting to build here at ANZ. We're doing it thanks to our mates at Rheem. If your hot water needs replacement, accept nothing less than Australia's best and install a Rheem. We're going to talk about the Sharkies, another win yesterday over the West Tigers. That's all coming up. We'll talk more about today's game as well. A couple of other issues going on in rugby league. It's all coming up as we rock the footy live at ANZ Stadium, all thanks to Ream.
From the Triple M network across Australia, you've never heard the footy like this. This is Triple M Footy.
And welcome back to ANZ Stadium. The boys are just chowing down on some CCs. Footy and CCs, you can't say no to that. Just say CCs, CCs and a cappuccino. Is this a great country or what?
Yeah. CCs and a cappuccino.
Yeah, CCs and a cappuccino, mate. Anything goes well.
That's the worst combo.
Yeah, well, anything goes good with CCs, though, Sally.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's anything wrong here, it's the cappuccino, not the CCs.
No, the CCs are great. I'm talking about the cappuccino. You've gone a chip with a milky.
I know, mate. Well, you can't have a, you know, what am I going to do? Crack open a long neck and have that while I'm calling
with
the
CC.
Footy.
CC's
and a long neck.
I'll tell you what, it'd help you.
It probably would today. And we are live thanks to Ream at ANZ Stadium. It's a windy day, but it's good conditions for rugby league. Just get your good jacket on if you're heading out here. The other game yesterday was the West Tigers up against the Sharks, and it was another win for the Sharkies, who are now on seventh position on the ladder. It was an important one for the Tigers to drop, though. Del, they're now 7-7, the West Tigers, and they've taken a bit of a slide down the ladder over the last month.
Yeah, well, look, I think the Tigers, you know, they play it very tough, and I think I said it before, even when they're going away, their record's been quite good. You know, we've seen what they did against the Cowboys, you know, the lesser sides, but when you're playing tough and playing like they have, yesterday, they did a good job in the first half. You know, for the first bit of the game, they did a really good job, but then you've got to shut down players like Gell and Valentine Holmes. Gell, we're on the clock back a little bit. One of the best try assists I've ever seen from Gell. Just give it to Valentine Holmes about 10 metres out from his line, and, mate, what a try.
Unbelievable. Yeah, the Sharks, for me, they had a disappointing loss last week versus the Bunnies, who are actually rolling at the moment. We know that, but the Sharks, I think, can be there come September in and around that fourth, fifth, sixth spot and cause some real damage just through their experience as we hear the drums from the Doggies fans come in, but just their pure experience, and that's what's shown yesterday. That some of these West Tigers players, whilst they have been good through the year, they're learning, you know, in some of these games the hard way what it's going to take to be a good team. But I'm sure they're all still on the bus, they're all competing hard, but they'll need to work on their attack, and Moses Mbai will help that next year. For me, I know he's playing today, but there's no reason why he shouldn't be in a Tigers jersey come the end of June.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about that? What, Del, what are your thoughts on players changing clubs halfway through the season?
Oh, look, I think we're used to it now. We have this debate every year. Nothing really changes. And sometimes, the guy, if a player is not happy at a club or if there's some pressure they've got to relieve, mate, I'm happy for them to move on. I know it's not fair on the fans, but if it's going to help certain clubs and certain players, mate, go ahead and do it. You know, with Moses Umbai, you know, he's played. I think he's played well this year for the Dogs.
Yeah, this is we're just as Sowie and Wendell pointed out. That's the Doggies drummers going by.
Yeah,
it's like if you've ever been to a Lebanese wedding, it's like a Lebanese wedding's about to happen here. The dubkey's going on. The drums are playing. Good on you, boys.
Yeah, the boys.
There we go. They're going to do a show for us now. Now Del's just going to do a bit of dancing with them. Oh. I didn't know you could do Lebanese dancing, Del. That's fantastic. Members of the Lebanese community, Del is doing the dubkey with them right now, and you've never seen anything like. I didn't. Where did you learn that in Wollongong?
Oh, yeah, got a little bit of Lebanese in me.
I'm sure you do. But there they are, the boys making their way in.
Thank you, boys.
So just to finish on the Tigers, their season's not over though. They do seem to lack a little bit of pace where it's needed.
Yeah, look, they do. Look, they're a team that you know when you look across there, you know, they've got some big, strong players. Man, and for me, look, their forward pack plays really tough. But out wide, they've got some players who aren't top speed, but they finish the job. You know, Corey Thompson, players like this, Big Fanua, mate, he's powerful, still strong. So they all have to play their absolute best and not too many mistakes if they're going to get away with a win.
I always think that when you're watching, teams that are going to be up around the top, they can't concede soft tries in those tight games. And that try that Gal scored yesterday, whilst it was an amazing effort for Gal, it was pretty soft in terms of
four
players not wrapping up the ball. So I'll look for that kind of consistency. I mean, you only have to take it back to the other night, the Panthers and then the Rabbitohs. They didn't concede any soft tries and they weren't at their best for the full 80 minutes. So what are you smiling at, Maroon? Stop looking at me and smiling.
I'm just thinking about that. Every time I think of that Mahe Fanua's haircut, it's like he went into a preschool with a pair of scissors and said, "Okay, kids, who wants to have a go at cutting my hair?" You know?
Say it to his face.
There's no way I'd ever say it to his face. There's no way I'd be in the same postcode and say anything like that.
You know what? He's actually, I think we've interviewed him a few times, mate. He's very well spoken, very articulate.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is take a song, come back, talk more about this game and talk more about Origin. It's all coming up for Ream Hot Water at ANZ Stadium. We're live as Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M rocking the footy live at ANZ Stadium for Ream, and it's Sowie, it's Del, it's Maroon, and of course it's all thanks to Ream. We had a couple of tweets come through, thanks to our mates at 4 and 20, and this one's from Pamela in Hexham, says, "Tell Sowie I always have cappuccino and CCs. In fact, sometimes I have my CCs with hot sauce on a bread roll."
Oh, wow.
How about that for a combination?
That's a change up.
That's the way to have your CCs.
Speaking of CCs, look at the fans just CCing their way in here.
That's a good little segue you've done there. Just on the back of Origin, Sowie, I haven't got your thoughts on that Queensland team. Do you make any changes? Do you bring in Ponga?
Certainly. I thought they could have rushed him in straight away. Whether he comes in and plays fullback depends on whether Billy Slater's injured or not. But he has to be in the team for my liking. And, another guy is offhand Galway in Brisbane. He's been in pretty good form all year. I think he gives a bit more punch on an edge. Whether he comes in for Cohen Hess or Gavin Cooper, we'll have to wait and see. But they'll definitely have to make some changes because coming to Sydney with the game on the line, none of the big four in there when things get hot. So they're going to have to really change up if they're to cause an upset in game two and take the series back to Queensland.
Yeah, well, Queensland, we won't panic. We've been here before. We just know, pick the right players, and I think Queensland can do the job.
So, seriously, I'm not having a go at you.
No.
You've been here before, but you haven't been here before without the big four.
Yeah, I know, but still.
So you have to... you can't roll at the same team.
No, we're not going to roll at the same team, but, mate,
so is Caelan Ponga in?
No, I don't put Caelan Ponga in.
Why not?
I just don't think there's any rush for him, mate. He hasn't even had a full
season. But the series on the line, Wendell.
I know, but he hasn't had a full season of NRL.
So neither did Cohen Hess.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's more difficult for him. I think we've got players that can do what Caelan Ponga does.
What?
I think we can.
Twitter's just gone berserker.
No, but I don't mean as
Triple F. I'm getting the producer buzz has just fallen over there. He's scraped his knee.
He's a young kid.
Who in the Queensland side can do what Caelan Ponga can do?
But he's a young kid. I don't want to throw him in there too early, mate. He's got plenty of years to play.
I know that.
It's like Nathan Cleveland's going, "I'll pick him last year." They didn't pick him. So I just think that we can be patient
and
he'll get his chance.
But who can do what Caelan Ponga can do? in the Queensland side?
No, he's playing some good football, but I don't want him getting bashed up yet. He's got plenty of time to play, so I wouldn't pick him at the moment.
All right, speaking of playing good football, Ben Hunt's 200th game for the Dragons today. We're looking forward to that. We're looking for a lot of aspects in this game. It's coming up for you live in 1 hour at ANZ Stadium, and people are starting to make their way in. It's going to be a wonderful afternoon of rugby league. Still to come, we'll take a look at what's happened in the round so far, and we'll preview this game as well. And it's all coming up on Monday, Triple M NRL. We rock the footy. Thanks to Ream. Don't go away. We'll be right back.